Let's catch up as we do on a Thursday around this time with the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, Craig Neiman. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going today?
Yeah, very well, thanks. The weather's not looking flash, but the array of events over the weekend is. Let's walk through a few of them.
Yeah, big weekend, long weekend, so lots of activity around. Obviously, Elvis exhibition still on at the Art Gallery until July 17, Robbo, just a little plug. Mm-hmm. Bendigo Show and Shine, so the Central Victorian Chrysler Club hosting their 15th Mid-State Mopars Show and Shine. So that'll be around the Town Hall in Hargrove Street, Saturday and Sunday. Lots of vehicles on show. Lots of very proud owners outside of those vehicles. Lots of opportunity for people to come along and have a look at some Chrysler classics over the years. Mm-hmm. So it's a free event around the Town Hall on Saturday, Sunday. Big weekend in Heathcote. Heathcote on show this weekend, so from Saturday to Monday. This is a real great way that the Heathcote community have come together to showcase everything that happens in Heathcote, and particularly around wine, food, music, and other entertainment. So there's hop-on, hop-off buses. There's lots and lots to do and see in Heathcote. It's a great little community. We're only out there earlier this week talking to some of the locals, and they're really looking forward to this weekend. So lots of activities happening out there.
Yeah, no, it is. It's great. And the hop-on, hop-off bus idea is just brilliant too. You know, makes it so much easier. Yeah. Now, you've got a new member of the team, the city welcoming a new member of the team.
Yeah, so Vicky Mason, Director of Health and Wellbeing, is finishing up at the end of this month. So we've been able to appoint Stacey Williams to the role. So Stacey will replace Vicky. Stacey will join us mid-July. Stacey's been working up the Shire of Gunawarra as a director. You know, in the areas very much that in the work that Vicky's been doing. So she'll come with a lot of local experience. She's been in local government for 16 years, been at Gunawarra for 5 years. A very lovely person and a great people person. So she'll come in and join our team at an exec level, and hopefully fill Vicky's very, very big shoes that she's leaving. Vicky's done a great job in our organisation over the last 6 or so years.
Yeah.
Sad to see her go, but great to be welcoming Stacey into our team, and she'll do a great job at the City of Greater Bendigo.
Terrific. Now, this Ignite Winter program, I don't know about Ignite Winter, I wouldn't mind sticking a bloody bomb under winter and just get rid of it already. But there's a heap of great events there.
Ignite does suggest warmth, at least.
Yeah.
So following Awaken last year that was in Roslyn Park, this year's event will be called Glow. Bendigo After Dark, it's a 3-week Roslyn Park experience. It's going to be produced and delivered by local business Power AV, which is great to have a local business managing and coordinating that. So that's on Roslyn Park from June 25 to July 17. It's over a 3-week period. It is a ticketed event and it is a paid event this year, Robbo, so I just want to make that clear.
Yeah.
But that'll be a great one for the middle of winter. Obviously, we've got Heathcote this weekend. The Australian Sheep and Wool Show comes in July, so July 15 and 16, so that's a national event. Bendigo on the Hop in August, Saturday, August 27. There's lots of little local experiences happening over winter, so Little Eat Street, Little and Terrace. There's a few eateries in there that do slow smoking Saturdays. Lots of there's a croissants masterclass happening, a 5-course meal, long lunch. You name it, it's happening around winter. So keep an eye on our websites. Visit Bendigo websites, etc. There's lots and lots of opportunities, and we've got White Night coming, obviously, of course, in September 3. So just finish the winter off. So that'll be a great experience following White Night that we had a couple of years ago.
Yeah, terrific. And just finally and quickly, the Elmore and Gornong Issues and Opportunities papers released for comment.
Yeah, so we went out to the public and talking about a township plan, but we're actually taking them to another level and going to develop a higher level structure plan, intention for a structure plan for those two towns. So these opportunities papers have been developed following community feedback. So we're putting them back out there for the community to have a bit more of a chat about. Give us your feedback. We're really thinking about how we can grow and develop those two communities over the coming years. So great opportunity for those people to come along to drop-in sessions or workshops and participate in that, how their community will look in the future.
Terrific. All right, Craig, well, listen, have a great long weekend yourself, and look forward to chatting again next week.
will do, Robert, and stay warm, everyone.
Yes, indeed. Good on you. Some sound advice from the CEO, City of Greater Bendigo, Craig Neiman.